Well, now Doug Collins talks to the real mayor, Mr. Tom Campbell.
Now, Mayor Campbell, it's very good of you to take time out from your duties to come down and loiter with me on the public square here. But does it not seem wrong to you that anyone should be apprehended in a public place on account of his appearance?
Well, just a moment. To start off with, we're not loitering. Right now, we're at work, both of us. We're trying to put on a show. I think any lazy lout that lies down on the sidewalk, obstructs the traffic, should be charged with loitering. And I fully concur with what's happened so far.
Were the people concerned lying on the sidewalk and obstructing the traffic? Because I have not yet heard that they have been doing that.
But I think that anybody that obstructs the rest of the decent people of Vancouver should be charged with loitering. And in generalities, I fully agree with it. I don't know what happened in this particular instance, and as it is before the courts, I don't want to even discuss it. But we'll discuss the Hudson's Bay corner, where there were hippies sitting on the street in their bare feet, and women couldn't walk around them. As far as I'm concerned, they should have been charged there and taken and incarcerated, because not only do they have rights, but I think the decent people of Vancouver have rights too. This is a group of society, and it's not a racial group. This is as of their own choice, who chose to drop out of society onto society. They want to contribute absolutely nothing to the welfare of the community, and yet they look to us for all the services. They expect hospital care when they take bad trips. They expect police protection when they get into trouble. And yet when the police are around, they shout fuzz, 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 fuzz.
That's a ridiculous question, man.
Skinny tie and a cuff type. He go and make breakfast. You walk around naked. I might just text you. Turn your phone over when it's all over. No settling down. My texts go to your screen. You know better than that. I come around when you least expect me. I'm sitting at the bar when your glass is empty. You thinking that the song's coming on to tempt me. I need to be alone like the way you left me. You start calling. You start crying. I come over. I'm inside you. I can't find you. The girl that I once had. But the sex that we have isn't half bad. Texts say that it's not fair. This cold boy, he's not here. And I'ma flirt with this new girl. And I'ma call if it don't work. So we fuck till it comes to conclusions. All the things that we thought we were losing. I'm a ghost and you know this. That's why we broke up in the first place. Cause
I want you to know that I'm ready to go. Heartbeat, my heartbeat. How long do you know? Whenever you are around. Can't speak, I can't speak. I want you to know that I'm ready to go. Heartbeat, my heartbeat. How long do you know? Whenever you are around. Can't speak, I can't speak.
It's late night Thursday. I know that you heard me. But you don't want the same thing. Well, two can play that game. So I'm chilling with my girlfriend. But she not my real girlfriend. She got a key to my place, but she not my real girlfriend. Stupid, so dummy. Say the wrong thing and wrong girls come running. I'm paranoid that these girls want something from me. And it's hard to make a dime go 100. And my dude freaking out over a worse fate. She on time, but she late for their first date. Cause he went and tried out a new condom. Flipped off in a threesome. Good problems, right, wrong. Asking them if she wanna play games. We the Super Smash Brothers, but none of them you. I miss the sex when you kiss whenever you're through. 69 is the only ticket for two. I was wrong, but would you have listened to you? You were crazy. I got a heart with the artichoke. It's only thing girls want when you in that smoking like
I want you to know that I am ready to go. Heartbeat, my heartbeat. How long do you know? Whenever you are around. Can't speak, I can't speak.
So we're done? This the real shit? We used to hold hands like field trips. I'm a jerk, but your dude is a real dick. I read his post on your wall and I feel sick. He ain't cool, he ballin' all bad. But he just a fake nigga who blogging all cats. You couldn't wait today. I'm going straight for your thighs like the cake you ate. I give a fuck about the niggas that you say you hate. You know that I'm the best when I'm a fake Janae. I'm the best that you had, face it. Jay and Keisha are related, racist. I give you money that you burning that you made off. She ain't a killer, but you fucking blow your head off. I know he wondering what the fuck you hiding. That we dated like rats about Bin Laden. Ayo, fuck this. Are we
Are we best friends? Are we something in between that? I wish we never fucked, and I mean that.
But not really. You say the nastiest shit in bed, and it's awesome.
Blending the banger sounds of Justice, mixed with a hint of Drake, if Drake had testicles, that's how I'd define Childish Gambino, alias Donald Glover, off his latest record, Camp. That's Heartbeat. And this is Shameless on 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. This angelic voice you're listening to belongs to Jonathan Brown. I made this here radio show, and I'm going to tell you that it is, in fact, going to be something awesome tonight. I know I say that every time, but I put pants on for this one. Because I will be in conversation with one of my favorite bands, top two, I dare say, Fishbone's Norwood Fisher, the man behind the bass and the vocals. Dare I say, now, I would not be half as interested in music in general had Fishbone never been around blending styles, moshing around, challenging what I thought music was and is. They've got a new EP out called Crazy Glue, and a documentary, Everyday Sunshine, of the story of Fishbone. I've seen it. It's excellent. It really highlights all the bands that were influenced by Fishbone. Primus, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, the Roots, Public Enemy, Mr. Bungle. It's an odd, long list, and I'll try to cover some of it later in the show, if there's time. But what I can guarantee is that all of the music on this show will, of course, be beside the norm, because that's just how we roll. Like these guys. They are myths. They are pretty hard to define, but that's just half of what makes them cool. They're from here, though this snow trudging in the song probably was recorded outside of city limits. The track is quite appropriate, though, to Vancouver anyway. It is The Labyrinth.
We'll be right back. crash down, I'm in. The way to crash down, I'm in. All my life. And he opened his arms today. He opened to me today. All my life. Cause the way to crash down, I'm in. The way to crash down, I'm in. All my life. And he opens his eyes to me. He opens your room to me. And what he teaches you was what that he wants to do.
Oh,
From Flickering Flashlight, that was Montreal's Adam and the Amethysts with Canadian Tired. Along with Oh No Yoko, Vancouver's own Oh No Yoko, Teen Days remixing Go Alien. They'll be at the Media Club tomorrow night. And here on Shameless on 101.9 FM CITR, coming up next, we have another show to tell you about. 7 Nines and Tens releasing their album Habitat 69 at the Railway this Saturday. Friends of the show, more than happy to play some of their tracks, like this new one they just released. In fact, you're getting a bit metal on us, 7 Nines and Tens. Glad to see it, as always.
Magazine published by CITR 101.9 FM. In it, you'll find reviews of concerts and albums, stories about bands and artists, comics, and more, including a comprehensive guide to CITR's programming.
In November's issue of Discorder, read up on the features, including interviews with Catherine Calder, Siskiyou, and the fabulous Vacant State. This month's Venues column tackles Vancouver's queer hip-hop scene. And you can't miss that cover story on Blackout Beach. So look out for the deep red hue of November 2011's edition of Discorder.
Discorder is available all over the fine city of Vancouver. For a complete list of distribution locations, why not go online to discorder.ca.
We'd like to take a moment to thank businesses who have made generous donations to Fund Drive 2011. Thank you to Fortune Sound Club,
The Cobalt,
Lotus Land Tattoo,
Restricted Entertainment,
and Sanitary Electric Tattoo Company for helping us continue to provide quality alternative programming from 2011 and into the future.
We'd also like to thank our volunteer sponsors, Philo Foods and Ethical Being, for keeping our volunteers sated and caffeinated.
We here at CITR cannot do without your support, so thank you. If you'd like to donate to CITR's Fund Drive 2011, call 604-822-8648. That's 604-822-8648. Or go online to citr.ca/funddrive today. Get up, stand up, get
up. Here is a tale of an all-American social case, schizo-jeopardized demonic capitalist named Mr. Wilbur John Jim Oom Shabalaka Jones. As a young dumpling, he had to constantly struggle with his social, spiritual, psychopathic, limping, gene, and affected personality. Raised down in the dirty South, he lived in a house that was slanted to the left, but built on top of an Indian burial groovy graveyard. He tried by the poltergeist Hellraiser special effects, caused his childhood to be cursed by Geronimo Arizona, penetrated his exhale soul and became a backstabbing two-face of a man rice-eating Peter that pimped his flock and raised his family on a plantation on no philosophy until the common Jedi caught up with his ass. The moral to the story is, if you can choose both sides of the coin of life, the dirty coat takes hold of the sushi Rolex roll. The choice is yours.
Your every pursuit, when the music starts to get hot, and it burns, burns, burns. The ones outside this circle are entertained by the pain that cools the bunch by the monkey within a fiery flame. It's a supernatural chess game, whether or not you stay or leave the flames. It's a demon here, it's a demon here.
Recorded live at the Temple Bar, that is one of my favorite Fishbone tracks. Sound even better live on Shameless 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. It was Demon in Here. And when I saw them do that at the Queen's back in 2002, the Queen's in Nanaimo back in 2002 with my brother, it was that moment when I knew. Fishbone, I always liked them, but the amount of insanity they produced on that track live as opposed to what I thought I knew of them via CD, I knew they were crazy, and I loved it even more. And this next Fishbone track was the first one I ever heard. Back in 1994, when I was but just 12 years old, my brother bought home the Mask soundtrack, starring Jim Carrey, on audio cassette. It was very effective technology. The instant I heard it back then, I knew I'd never heard anything like this before. Here is Let the Good Times Roll.
Young as old, you got the skill. Hey, Mr. Landlord, you better lock up all your doors. Police is coming down there. On his clothes.
Let the good time roll. Let the good time roll.
No matter if you're young or old, or young.
Don't think nobody's gonna lay us teeth because we got it. Skit boom banging, skit up and floop flip the fling back the flip down.
Let the good times roll. Let the good times roll.
Young or old, yeah. You let the
good times roll.
No matter where I'm at, it's just the way I'm at. Now I'm ready to get out. So get your thing together. Young or old, too old. Roll it, roll it, roll it, roll it. Roll it, 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 roll it.
Yes, this is the bestest, and we don't have to guess. Just about to check who is the bestest. That's already messed us with the epileptic yes best.
Oh, we're so wild and worthy for life. Wind 'em up, fun activity. Stuck in between my socks. Compola, pick up with your dreadnoughts. Come on. Come on now. Every day sunshine. Don't you want to sing it again? Every day sunshine. Every day sunshine. Every day sunshine.
I wish every day the sun would shine, take me to another place in my mind, where everything is beautiful, and no one wants to need no sign to be cruel. I saw how I wish
every day sunshine.
Oh,
wish every day sunshine. Another place in my mind.
It's time to greet the fool I told how I wear.
Every day is sunshine.
Fishbone, Everyday Sunshine, a live one from them, originally appearing on 1991's The Reality of My Surroundings on Shameless, 101.9 FM, CITR. Also heard in their latest documentary, chronicling everything about their lives you'd ever want to know, Everyday Sunshine, The Story of Fishbone. It's funny how this was to be their big single, the track that would get them into the mainstream, but that didn't really pan out for them in the same fashion that Give It Away did for the Chili Peppers. Being a fan of their music, and only their music, I honestly didn't know what big singles they had or what their videos consisted of. I could detail several live shows I have experienced for you, but the stuff the masses wouldn't have seen, I never knew about. It's my pleasure to have on the line right now one of the founding fathers of Fishbone, the man whose fingers slap and tickle that bass like it was something that liked to be slapped and tickled, Mr. Norwood Fisher. Along with Fishbone, he's on the road right now, touring across the continent and, of course, promoting their movie, Everyday Sunshine. How is the tour going for you right now?
Right now, my perception is it's going great.
Well, that's always great. So you got a new documentary, Everyday Sunshine, The Story of Fishbone. What can people expect from this documentary?
I think people can expect honesty. It is not pretty, but it is not like a reality show or a Jerry Springer. But it's just real human interaction. In that, I would hope that it's refreshing.
Could you compare it to any other documentaries you think you've ever seen?
No, I can't.
Nice.
I'm too close to it. I can't even tell you if it's good or not. it's too close. Other people say it's really good. You know, otherwise, like, I'm just looking at me talk about me and other people talk about stuff I've been up to, my bandmates. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of like looking in the mirror and looking and saying how good I look.
I've not seen a review that's been less than like 10 out of 10, 100%.
Right, right. So yeah, exactly. So it makes me happy, you know.
Did you think there'd be a challenge in presenting Fishbone? Because your live shows are always so exciting and so intense. And it's like, is this an easy thing, you think, to transfer to a movie, even a documentary?
I don't think I don't think it was easy, but I think that us as people, you know, just our honesty and our willingness to allow the story to be told maybe made it easier.
I know it also focuses on your relationship with the other founding father of Fishbone, Angelo Moore. But with all the dissension over the years and, you know, people coming and going, what kept you dedicated and your dedication to the band so unwavering?
It was just my commitment to the legacy of Fishbone and my perception of what that might mean for the generations to come. And I love what I do, you know. I don't need for it to be easy necessarily, because I'm going somewhere. There's something much larger than my circumstances at work here, you know.
And you've also got so many founding fathers back with you. Dirty Walter Kibbe's back in the group, and you've had a few appearances by Christopher Dowd and Kendall Jones. What's it like having so many of the original members on stage again?
You know, that has made the journey quite rewarding. We stick with it and actually get to enjoy that part of it, you know.
Does it give you a full circle kind of feeling?
Yeah.
So I know you're very descriptive and you give very good images of things. How would you define the sound of the Crazy Glue EP?
You know, it's aggressive. What it is the sound of the frustration of the Occupy movement. There was no Occupy movement when we started it, when we wrote these songs. But that's when I listen to it, like, that's what I'm feeling.
Do you think this will carry over into the new record that is going to be coming out? The Occupy feeling of it?
I don't know, because that wasn't not intentional. You know, it's just what happened, so...
Have you by any chance stopped by any of the Occupy movements when you're touring around the cities?
You know what? Actually, because of the rate at which we're moving, the press that we're doing, and actually doing stuff with the movie, we haven't really had that much of an opportunity to do that. Like, some of the Occupy participants have shown up and talked to us in different cities. Angelo shot a video at Occupy Wall Street, and I actually did a performance with my side project, Trulio Disgracia, said Occupy L.A.
Nice.
But, you know, support those ideas. I hope that we're at the cusp of a critical mass idea.
One would hope. It's certainly taken a rather negative turn in a lot of places. New York and Oakland, I've seen, even here in Vancouver, too.
Right. I mean, and I do look at that as necessary in a way that they, you know, the people have to be tested on how strong they will stand together. Maybe the people who are bringing the ugly part, they actually might believe that it's gone on long enough to where people don't care anymore. And so, like, in my opinion, it's up for the people to stand up, and you got movements all around the world in recent history that shows you, like, you know, when police and powers that be use force, more people show up to support those movements. And I would hope that that was the case here.
Just out of curiosity, where do you predict the Occupy movement's going to go?
Well, honestly, the idea, when somebody said we are the 99%, I was like, my feeling is that's the most inclusive idea I can imagine. It's like there's only 1% outside of this box. You know?
We got numbers.
It's like, yeah. And it's really, what can we do as 99% together? We could at least say we demand respect.
Yeah.
This is 99%. If I'm in that 99%, this is my world. along with the rest of this 99%. It's like, at the end of the day, it's for the kids. So the kids need to create the soundtrack and begin to figure out the future. Honestly, I think the idea of those people that, like the people that went into the Chase banks and they took out their money and they got arrested for that, like that was brilliant. And really, the Occupy movement, you know, should be more on that line, like divest from these banks until the playing field is level. That's brilliant. That's doing something. That's touching them where they hurt. You let 4% of the 99% do that. It'd be devastating. People allow themselves to be stepped on. Well, you just get more feet on your back.
On that note, here's some more Fishbone. This track never produced on an actual album, but only live cuts. It's Skank and Go Nuts.
Everybody just break your neck and lose your brain. Everybody just move your feet and go insane. The alligator can't your body, yellow thing. Shoot beer in the air, make it rain. Nobody be in room, nobody
this a serious thing we are doing here. Man, I forget ready for the scandal. I'm gonna
like a lunatic, so violently we buck and kick. Digga 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 dance until my mama's sick. Build a nutmeg nation, brick by brick. Tenses we flow and share to that. Unlimited still and back. No rules, no laws, you got the knack. Or pull off you, that's why I'm gonna attack. Skank and go nuts. Skank and go nuts. Skank and go nuts. Skank and go nuts.
Hey, you better move.
The root boy.
I don't see y'all fighting in here. Everybody just
want to come down and dance.
Get crazy.
And party.
This is a party.
We don't have no time for fuss and fight. Everybody just lose their mind.
See me lifting the technator core. Nothing up for life forevermore. Go guys, go girls, and she holds the door. You got the food, that's what we've come here for. I got a nut, it's bound to bust. Spirit's failing, your spark by lust. Keep it slippery and never rust. My horse and bones is that we trust. You got skank and go nuts. Skank and go nuts. Yeah, skank and go nuts. Skank and go nuts. We skank.
Oh, God.
Skank and go mad.
Go mad.
Out of control.
Go mad.
song.
Hold up.
What do you suppose is a recent discovery that you found that's really blown your mind? Musically, that is.
You know what? There's this band called Poor Habit out of Los Angeles. And they are killing it. The Fat Records band.
Now, on your solo project, What Do You Weed Straw? How has that matured so far?
Well, I personally don't smoke marijuana anymore, so I actually shifted gears. I still sing about pot because I have a lot of experience with it. And I actually am an advocate. I think that people should be able to do what they want, because making drugs illegal hasn't stopped one person experimenting and becoming an addict or a casual user. But I've become, instead of Woody Weed Straw, I've become Woody Wood Straw, the devil's son-in-law. Because I married all six of the devil's daughters. Because I'm oversexed like that in my alter ego.
Did Woody Wood Straw give up the weed for the sex? Did you trade one addiction for another?
Yes.
That's beautiful. What do you see in the future for Woody Wood Straw?
Well, because his father-in-law wants to take a 1,000-year vacation, so father-in-law is actually, he didn't take that into consideration when he married all six of the guy's daughters. You know, he needed to take over the throne of hell, but he really doesn't want that job. So actually, he's practically in a permanent chase scene.
And I've always wondered, your performances, Fishbone's performances, are like the best live shows I've ever seen. And from Vancouver, like the Nanaimo, Victoria, I feel the energy is, given the credibility of the audience, like this show is as important to any LA club show. How do you keep the live energy going to every show that you do?
That energy is the spirit of our ancestors, just enjoying the freedoms vicariously through us. Fishbone is one of the freest bands that has ever even dipped its toe in the mainstream. So we open our souls for our ancestors and we put it down.
I feel like now is as good a time as any to feature the best movie 1987 had to offer, Back to the Beach, featuring Annette Funicello and, of course, these guys, Fishbone, Jamaica Ska. On Shameless, 101.9 FM, CITR.
You girls know how to Jamaica ska?
Jamaica what?
Yeah, sure, Annette. It's a required course at our college.
Well, do you know how to Jamaica ska? Cha-cha-cha. Not everybody can do the twist, but everybody can do the ska. It's the new dance you can't resist.
Ska, ska, ska.
Fun, fun, we're having fun.
Now everybody can do the ska. It's the new dance that goes like this.
Now bow your head and swing your arms. Your hips. Now do a dip.
at your hip.
Go.
Not do a dip.
Norwood Fisher, legendary bassist of L.A. ska funk band Fishbone. And being the pioneers that Fishbone is, and the ability you've had it to keep it all in the, about the music, all on the stage, do you think anyone could carry on the Fishbone torch after Fishbone's gone?
Absolutely, man. That's what we came up. We came up, and we're very fortunate to be able to engage with those that we've inspired. And as long as we keep going, we will continue to inspire. And those are the people that will carry on, you know, and pick it up and do it different. And somebody else is coming up and they're going to push the envelope far beyond where we pushed it. People are doing it now. But the world is a different place, so it just doesn't look the same. It's like really the band, like the bands that came before us that pushed the boundaries. The Little Richard, Chuck Berry, Jimi Hendrix, the Funkadelic, Sly and the Family Stone, Bad Brains. We don't sound like those bands. And none of them sound like any of the other ones. But it's all the direct lineage. And that's the beautiful thing. And it goes outwards from there.
I hope you don't mind my asking, but how is the Sacred Antenna holding up?
Well, it's kind of got so long that it's kind of neat. I might need some Viagra to make it stand straight up, but otherwise, it's still, you know, when I get in those zones of musical meditation, like I can still actually receive those impulses and let go, and the music kind of forms its own colors, the full spectrum.
Has anything come your way especially exciting lately?
Actually, yes. In Halloween night in New Orleans, I did a jam with Eric McFadden and a few people from some other bands. Started at 4 in the morning, and we didn't end until 6 in the morning. It was 100% freestyle, zoned out party. Whoever got that bootleg has got some classic moments.
I want to track them down.
I'm sure they're on the internet somewhere. I haven't seen it.
Well, Norwood Fisher, hope you don't mind my saying this has been quite the pleasure.
Thank you.
One last thing that I suppose I could maybe ask of you is, would you have any requests of the show by any chance?
Well, if you could play Flutter Butter. Awesome. Crazy glue.
I think I can do that.
Yeah.
Distracting me from the wound.
Yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Punk?
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? The Rio Theater, voted number one in East Vancouver, your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
From November 1st through 10th, come to the Rio to catch Johnny Depp in his latest Hunter S. Thompson incarnation in The Rum Diary. Midnight movies at the Rio include Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, November 11th, Buffy the Vampire Slayer on November 18th, and Team America, World Police on November 25th. The Rio does more than movies. Catch Sarah Celine in concert November 23rd, or Laugh Your Pants Off at Paul F. Tompkins performing live comedy on the last of the month. For more information, don't forget to check out riotheater.ca/schedule.
We'd like to take a moment to thank businesses who have made generous donations to FundDrive 2011. Thank you to Fortune Sound Club,
The Cobalt,
Lotus Land Tattoo,
Restricted Entertainment,
and Sanitary Electric Tattoo Company for helping us continue to provide quality alternative programming from 2011 and into the future.
We'd also like to thank our volunteer sponsors, Philo Foods and Ethical Bean, for keeping our volunteers sated and caffeinated.
We here at CITR cannot do without your support, so thank you. If you'd like to donate to CITR's Fund Drive 2011, call 604-822-8648. That's 604-822-8648. Or go online to citr.ca/funddrive today. Get up, stand up, stand up.
so sad. Tip up, don't you know? Your daddy's bad. Give daddy a kiss, girl.
Oh, dad.
Well, there ain't one problem walking out face, cause your daddy's got a big old bag of chicken. Give him daddy a kiss, girl. Daddy's a laugh, cause I'm the one who pat your back and give him daddy a kiss, girl.
Oh, Dad.
Well, let me see now where to begin. Well, let me stop by tucking you in. Or give him daddy a kiss, girl.
To guess what band that just was, the Red Hot Chili Peppers would probably not be the first band that would come to mind, I wouldn't think. But back in 1984, they were a different band. They weren't playing on rooftops making music videos like the Beatles, but they were unloading that beat poetry in tiny LA clubs. Mr. Bungle, also before Mommy Where's Daddy. That was Mr. Bungle, 1991, from their self-titled debut with the track Egg. I play those bands as they are no doubt influenced by Fishbone, the crazy ska styles of those Los Angeles crazy ska funkers. And they're still making news these days. Just in fact, a couple weeks ago, Michelle Bachmann decided to grace the stage of the Jimmy Fallon show. And as she did, the band The Roots were, you know, playing a song they thought would suit her the best when she decided to walk by, being in fact she is a Republican candidate, I use in quotes. She strolls across the stage to the great ditty by Fishbone, Lion Ass Bitch. And you know what? Roots got in some trouble for that one. But you know what? On CITR, we won't get in trouble for playing that song. So here it is. In honor of the Roots, Fishbone, Lion Ass Bitch on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Yeah!
out for you. And she swears that her love never ends. She swears that she's all for you. And she messes around with your friends. I really thought that love was much too strong, but that little slapdown proved us wrong. I still care and that's my fatal flaw. Cause sharing you with your love kill us all.
She does that. La 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 la. She does that. La 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 la. She does that. La 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 la. She does that. La 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 la. She's nothing but a little lying actress. Now I'm looking at you, but you know she's no fair. You're nothing but a little lying actress. Now I'm looking at you, but you know she really don't care.
Fishbone with Lion Ass Bitch, not the cat from the jungle, mind you, on Shameless 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. It's been a pleasure of a show, huge pleasure to talk to Mr. Norwood Fisher of Fishbone. The album Crazy Glue in stores now. And then stay tuned to CITR for Folk Oasis with Val. She donated to my Movember team, and our mustaches deeply appreciate it. If you are still waiting to donate to the Movember cause, there's still 4 hours left, you know. Before that, here's a great track to end this show and make way for Folk Oasis. It has a great end credits feel, I feel. They are Bedouin Soundclash playing the venue tomorrow night and then going on an island tour next week from their latest record, Light on the Horizon. This is Chance of Rain. Good night, Vancouver.